The Adams County Board of Supervisors disagreed Monday over whether to extend the search for a new county administrator. Supervisor Wes Middleton wants to give potential prospects another 2 weeks to apply, but his motion for this got stymied by a 2-2 tie vote. Board President Angela Hutchins said supervisors shouldn't stall the search for someone to replace Mitzi Kahn, whose resignation takes effect July 8th. With the application process now closed, 8 people are bidding to be Adams County's chief operating officer, a position with a posted salary of $100,000 a year. Flooding is a possibility this week as excessive rainfall may produce flash flooding.
LSU Health climatologist Barry Keim says a stalled cold front interacting with a Gulf disturbance will produce heavy rainfall every day this week.
It's going to be probably more concentrated in those afternoon hours. I'd say from noon to about 6 or 7 p.m.
And rainfall totals for some areas could range between 5 and 10 inches.
It'll be relentless through the work week. I think probably the worst day is we're looking at is probably Tuesday and going into Wednesday.
The good news, this rainy week could put an end to drought conditions for the Bayou State. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Mississippi Attorney General Lynn Fitch announced the completion of Operation Liberty Strike, which was led by her fentanyl strike force. The operation resulted in 28 felony arrests, 12 misdemeanor arrests, execution of 6 search warrants, seizure of a half pound of fentanyl, 1.5 pounds of marijuana, 12 ounces of methamphetamine, and 8 firearms. Operation Liberty Strike was conducted across a 4-day blitz in Harrison County, Biloxi, Picayune, and Lamar County, June 3rd and 4th, and 10th and 11th. Researchers from LSU's Pennington Biomedical found that despite increasing obesity rates, severely obese people are receiving fewer surgeries.
Senior author of the study, Dr. Vance Albaugh, says obesity should lead to more, not less, surgery due to weight-related diseases. Researchers believe individuals aren't receiving the treatment they need because of their obesity.
We think a lot of it is not really having the tools necessary, you know, to really be able to adequately treat the obesity.
Many insurance plans do not cover bariatric surgery or GLP-1 medication to aid with severe weight loss, and Louisiana legislation requiring that coverage has yet to make an impact.
We really need better access to care, and while we've had some small wins, we haven't gotten to the finish line yet.
I'm Case Kieschnick.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is 31.89 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.